Good morning. Welcome to Car Thoughts with David. I'm your host, as always, David Cowart. And thank you guys so, so much for taking time out of your day. Listen to what this guy has to say. Really, guys, I mean, it is so awesome. Your support is so amazing. And thank you, thank you, thank you. Many, many more interviews to come. I'm going to keep doing them. I'm going to keep rolling. And I didn't really have an end goal in sight for 2019. I just said I wanted to do a lot more interviews, more than 20. I've surpassed 20. So, you know, I think at the pace I'm going, I'm going to set a goal of 1,000. A hundred. Yeah. 20 per quarter, is not 100 either, but if I ramp up a little bit, get some more interviews going, you know, I can make up for the lost time there. So, yeah, so I'm going to shoot for 100 interviews this year. That's going to be my goal, which is not bad. You know, that would be 100 of my episodes are interviews, and the other 265 are episodes like this, and then next year I'll try and build up even more, because as more people hear about the interviews I'm doing and listen to them, you know, I've had people reach out, so, you know, it's definitely going to be exciting, you know, the year ahead. I'm excited for the possibilities of what having this podcast has brought me, and that's why my other episode the other day was about why you need to get on podcasting to interview and so that you can advertise yourself, because as the platform grows, more people are going to be listening and more people are going to find your interview and they're going to be like, wow, you know, cool, I dig it. So yeah, I mean, that's the thing. And, you know, here we are, we're, you know, I think 70-something days into the year. And I've already done, you know, over 20 interviews, and that's exciting. You know, that's really exciting. And you know, I've had some success with my books. They're selling slowly but surely. I feel like they could be doing better if I knew how to properly market them. You know, that's something that I just really don't know how to do. And, of course, most of the marketing firms and self-publishers that do book marketing, as soon as I uttered the word science fiction, I got a, oh, you know, which translates to, ew, you know. You know, it was just kind of like this. You could tell. And pretty much, I mean, I stayed on the phone with them. I didn't, like, hang up or anything. I stayed on the phone with them and finished the conversation and talked to them, and I was like, yeah, I really don't know if you're the right fit for my book, thank you, but I'll keep trying, because, you know, I was greeted with that so much, so, because most people are like, oh, you know, we're really into marketing books about cat meditation, or this or that, and science fiction isn't really our forte, so, I mean, we definitely will market your book, and we're going to charge you this much money. You know, oh, yeah, $2,000, but we can't really guarantee return on investment because we really aren't that knowledgeable on marketing science fiction. And that's fine. At least they were honest with me and upfront with me. But at the same time, you know, I need to find somebody who does. And I mean, granted, I've got several self-help books as well. So there is that, and I can find people to market those all day long. But I'd like to find agency that you know can actively and accurately market a science fiction novel as well, since that's going to be the bulk of what I plan to write. So I've been in kind of this for the last couple of weeks. I've kind of been in this funk where I'm not really sure where I'm going, and since I don't know where I'm going, I've just been kind of going nowhere. Feel like I'm running on a treadmill. I'm running, but I'm not getting anywhere, and so I just kind of, you know, zoned out, and I've been working with helping plenty of other people. My dual podcasts channel has been growing exponentially. thanks to Andrana and her newest initiative, Podcast Shoutout. I've been taking those very podcasts that she's shouting out and putting them on my channel as well. So we've had a really fantastic partnership there. And she is absolutely brilliant. If you haven't listened to our episode or listened to her podcast, Impact by Choice, I definitely recommend it. She is an extremely talented writer. She's an author. She is an entrepreneur in every sense of the word. And, you know, book editor, podcaster, interviewer. I mean, she does so much. So I've had the pleasure of working with her on a lot of projects, and it spawned a lot of ideas I've had, and it's helped me a lot. So now that I've got that rolling and kind of have the idea of what that looks like in front of me and how I'm going to work with her on the podcast shoutouts, now the next step is to finally start buckling down and looking for a marketing firm that will market my book. That will actually not, go, oh, science fiction, when I call them, things like that, and actually, you know, be able to start putting some traction to this thing, you know, getting it rolling, and that way, you know, I can finally feel like, okay, that's taken care of, now I can move on, because I hate to leave something undone, and I know my book needs marketing, so it's kind of like, okay, let's do this, let's get this going, and move towards the next step. You know, let's go to the next step. So that's where I kind of am. This is kind of a kick in the pants to me, to be like, okay, David, get up and actually do your job. You're an entrepreneur, you're an author, you need to get out there and start marketing, you need to start getting out there and getting on phone calls with people and figuring this stuff out, and you can't figure it out, and you can't talk to people if you're not figuring it out and talking to people. Simple as that. Very simple equation. So, didn't even have to break out a calculator for it. So, that is where I'm at right now. That's what I'm doing right now. And, you know, and that's the thing is, like, you know, people look at, you know, they see these people talking about, like, oh, as an entrepreneur, and you see these pictures they post on Instagram all the time. There's about 50 billion Instagram accounts where they just post these, like, motivational things, and they show this picture of some, like, super good-looking guy with this beautiful woman on their arm and a glass of champagne in their hand, and they're walking out to their Lamborghini, stepping off of their private jet, and they're like, oh, this is entrepreneur life, and you see guys, like, you know, with, you know, tons of cash in their hands, or whatever the case may be. You see these images, and they're not accurate. It's not really an entrepreneur's lifestyle. You know, eventually it can be, but most of the people that I know that are entrepreneurs are just happy to live a life of their choosing. You know, they're living a comfortable life, they're happy, they're making good enough money, they're not wearing James Bond suits and walking to their Aston Martin, stepping off their private jet with people there with a bottle of champagne to greet them every time they step off their jet. That's just not generally how it works. So it's a lot of hustle. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of sleepless nights, or it can be, and it's a lot of, you know, long hours. And that's really what entrepreneurship is you're running a business. So, you know, there's no boss telling you, hey, go do this. You are the boss. You need to go do it. It's like doing the dishes, you know, if you don't have a dishwasher. You know, the dishes are just sitting there staring at you. And if you don't do them, guess what? They're not going to get done. And, you know, that's really what it boils down to. So this is kind of like my wake-up call episode to myself to say, hey, get up off your butt. Start doing the work. Start working again. Start figuring out this whole marketing strategy and do it. You know, nobody's going to do it for you unless you pay them to, in which case that's what I'm actually looking for now when it comes to book advertising. So that's where we're at. And, you know, I'm super excited about the future and what it holds. I'm going to continue working. I'm going to get out of this little bit of a funk that I've been in for the last couple of weeks and get back on the horse and keep going. But that's it. That's it in a nutshell. You know, I've got my first book signing tonight. I'm super excited and somewhat terrified, as all authors are, especially for their first book signing, because they're like, is anyone going to show up? Is anyone going to care? I've talked to several first-time authors where they've said, yeah, when I did my first book signing, I thought it was just going to be like my parents, and, you know, or my spouse, or my cat, maybe, I don't know. So that's exciting and terrifying at the same time, but it'll be okay, and it'll be an experience, and I'm excited to have it. I'm excited for the fantastic and amazing people at Queen City Grounds for hosting me for this event. And for providing me a space to actually do this book signing in their shop. And, you know, the future is open. I'm excited. I'm super, super, super duper excited for this. And I never thought in a million years it would ever happen. So it's just, it's unreal. It's surreal. It's sublime. And still terrifying. So, anyway, guys, thank you guys so much for tuning in, as always, for being a part of the show. My goal, and I know I've never actually said this, but my goal for 2019 is actually to do 100 interviews this year. So, I'm pretty well on track to do 100 this year. So that'll be exciting, and I've had so many people reaching out to me or referring people to me to do interviews on my show, and it's been great. So I am super excited for, you know, as more people, like, see what I'm doing, more people are coming to be a part, and that's exciting. So, you know, I think I'm going to easily crush this 100 interview goal that I've set for myself, because initially I just wanted to do more interviews than last year, which I did 20 last year. Granted, my alley was 6 months, but I've already done 20. I'm over 20, so, you know, we're going to go for this 100 and crush it. So that's my goal for that. My goal for this year is to sell a lot more books. I don't really have a number in mind, because even if I sell one book, I'll be happy. that's my goal, so I'm excited about that. And yeah, so, you know, it's just been great, guys, and thank you. And I'm going to keep doing this for as long as I can, and for as long as it makes sense. And yeah, so have a great day, and as always, our thoughts out.
We all know how hard it is to grow, right? Especially if we are in the first month or years of our journey, of our business startup, or we're coaching, or we're writing, and we want to spread the word about us. We all know that it is pretty difficult to get the word out there. But that's exactly where I come in. I want to host an ad about your business into my podcast, Impact by Choice. So look me up on LinkedIn, Andrada Anete, or reach out to David and he will help you get to me. I would love to work with you further on, and I would love to help you boost the visibility of your brand.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.